40 acres and a clone mule. And we got the residents here again. The residents. With a song called 44 No More.
Oh, Hello?
Is anybody here?
Hello?
That's the information you need. It's also the place to go for downloadable audio podcasts. Next time you're online, have a look at
Kaput Radio.
Completely kaput.
Exculpatory evidence has been deemed top secret.
And who ordered the evidence sealed for national security?
I did.
I was left in the dark.
It's the mushroom theory of management, Lieutenant. Keep the boys in the dark and feed them shit once in a while. You know that.
I don't know anything. What do you know?
Look around you. We are surrounded by giants.
I don't see the connection.
I don't either. That's what bothers me.
CNN. Surprise. Stop. Question. What is money? What is money? Money is a non-existent theoretical force that has never, does not, and will never exist except in theory on computer screens. People die and starve because they don't have enough digits on a computer screen. It's incredible and it's extraordinary and it's grotesque, but unfortunately it's true. People think, what is money? Well, how is money created? There's another big question. Oh, it's governments. No! It's private banks lending non-existent money called credit. What is credit? There's your credit. That's it. When you go into a bank and you want to borrow $50,000, the bank doesn't print any money. It doesn't move precious metals anywhere. It types into your account $50,000, and from that moment, you start owing it not only $50,000, but the interest on the $50,000. And if you can't pay that back through no fault of your own, because the banking system has done what it's just done and you lose your job so you can't pay them back, they get your wealth that does exist, your home, your car, your business, your land. It's been going on for centuries. This is why it has sucked the wealth of the world into the hands of the few.
Not that what we're doing is wrong. Let's try to keep this here secret between me, you, and this song. Menage a trois that sings to me sinfully, and God plays along, plays along, plays along.
Watch you want with a woman who won't do what she said.
I was sweet on her, she was sweet on Jesus. And we slept with a blanket barrier between us. Master of a craft that had her laughing like hyenas. When I asked her if she'd marry an elitist. Staggering genius and lace with the grace of a drunken monk. The mask isn't seamless cause her face says something sucked. But I don't dare ask her, I just listen. Switching to my good hair and adjusting my position. As she discussed Ginsburg, I listen and learn. As she disperses words, I just resisted the urge to do like he would, whatever he wanted. If she allowed me to, she dangled that carrot. Then ask me, what would Bukowski do? Don't go there. He'd make you his mom and then completely lie about it in a book later on. When she whispered something French in my ear, tension was there. When I responded in English, it sounded less sincere. The sex in the air couldn't be left alone. So welcome to the Terror Dome, a bedroom full of pheromones where nothing that we say is set in stone. If I thought it was for posterity, I'd already be writing better poems. But I'm talking in extremes, best this and best that. Best not regret anything that ever gets said to this hellcat. Creeping on all fours, ready for combat. With secret divorce, sneaking a clause in our contract. Bending every which way but loose, with no proof that anything that we've suggested to this day is the whole truth. A medical slow dance. Said my advance was sexual. Held my genitals with cold hands. Set up the coke cans. Broke out the Red Rider. And one by one I tried to knock down everything that's dead inside her. She used to treat street dividers like a balance beam. Arms spread wider than the legs in her dad's magazine. Reenacting the pages that she could trap between. I used it for kindling and then spilled the gasoline. Now I'm your water boy. I fetch it from your cheeks just like tennis balls. Smell the stench of your weakness on the bedroom walls.
Somebody careless let them vaporize. Who let these fall to the floor from your poor vacant eyes? Disintegrate, disintegrate, first impression. But I work better on page, they say words of my profession. Let me spell it out in simple language, plain English. I want your suicide to be a book of mine that I never finish.
Now this morning didn't all right go wrong.
When you see me,
Babylon Fall. Yes, y'all, I'm like Paul Rosen, stylist, wild on a blacklist. Check how they strangled his life. Hollywood, the edge of the government knife. Exit the AIDS of the black pawn. I won't stand for the dawns. Early light, it never shined on my kind. So let the flame take flight. Trap vandalist, mad with this fist. Cause life get hard as an amethyst. Attack this veil of hate and smash this ill vision of blackness. Scripted like animals on display. Feel like Diallo in the doorway. And hate come 41 shots a scene. Yo, chop past the kerosene.
Burn!
Burn!
For real, son got the gift. Black actors and actresses, they can't catch no roses. Positive, I lick shots at you up in the eyes. We calling the pros, spitting flames out of black holes. It's over, that's how that goes. We burn from the silver screen to rap shows. With a beat drop, the rate of your heart rolls. Now, three G's, 360 degrees, radiating live out of SP. Breathe deep through it to your chest heat. Who wanna see the black people with the prestige? Who telling the cops to free? Black thought down with the PE, leaving ashes and palm trees.
Some of y'all still ain't learned that people paying price in real life. Minds and souls sold and controlled by the same old roles created by assholes who find reactors instead of actors to react. Thus financially play a factor. No matter how whack the flick is, the fact is how much the bling bling crowd reacted. Damn, little dot on the map I attack on pimping TV movies in the third of rap. Damn right I'm hating since birth of a nation. Still waiting for decision makers who avoided one side of celluloid. I go to IQ rehab to get my brain back. I'm at a point of no return. I ain't crazy. Burn Hollywood, burn.
Burn Hollywood, burn.
Scarcity and deprivation, crime will never go away.
Patriotism, weapons, armies, navies, all that is a sign that we're not civilized yet. Kids will ask their parents, didn't you see the necessity of the machines? Dad, couldn't you see that war was inevitable when you produce scarcity? Isn't it obvious? Of course the kid will understand that you were pinheads, raised merely to serve the established institutions. We're such an abominable, sick society that we won't make the history. They just say that large nations took land from smaller nations, used force and violence, you get history talked about as corrupt behavior all the way along until the beginning of the civilized world. That's when all the nations work together. World unification, working toward common good for all human beings, and without anyone being subservient to anyone else. Without social stratification, whether it be technical elitism or any other kind of elitism, eradicated from the face of the earth. The state does nothing because there is no state. Because there is no state. The system I advocate, a resource-based global economy, is not perfect. It's just a lot better than what we have. We can never achieve perfection.
This is a 9 News special report. Recession, a nation in peril.
An economic crisis has hit South Park and the nation like never before. Another South Park bank has closed down, leaving thousands of people in debt. It's just crazy, you know? Everyone's affected by it. It's like all the money just vanished. It's really terrifying. We've got no money to pay our mortgage now. We could very easily lose our house.
Hi, Grandma.
First the money started going, and now everyone's getting laid off work.
Mom, Dad, how come there's suddenly no money?
I'll tell you what happened, son. See, there's a bunch of idiots out there who weren't happy with what they had. They wanted a bigger house and materialistic things that they didn't even need. People with no money who got loans to buy frivolous things they had no business buying. And these assholes just blindly started buying any stupid thing that looked appealing because they thought money was endless. And the idiots couldn't see that by doing all this frivolous spending, they were mocking the economy. And they made the economy very angry. We're all feeling the economy's vengeance because of materialistic heathens who did stupid things with their money. Do you understand, son?
Yeah, I think I get it.
And so why is our economy failing us? Because the government kept interest rates too low for too long.
Ordinary guy, you ain't gotta be scared of nothing. Let's talk, yeah. I'm just an ordinary guy, extraordinary time spent ordering my life, working overtime nights, holding wires and mics under these lights. But besides that, always find time to get love and give it right back. I'm just an ordinary guy, a baby from the 80s, got a little bit of ADD. Perhaps maybe we've been made to be sedated and such. Then we work while they break, then they say that we play too much. I ain't known to make it out to every single event. Sometimes I live in my bed with just a pad and a pen and a broken iPod I bought, stolen from the block. Got holes in the soles of a third of my socks. Neck deep in contradiction in the gut of the beast. If you in debt, then everything you own is on lease. Cause money don't translate to talent, money. And talent don't mean you're guaranteed anything, honey. It's funny when conditions cause anything to happen. Finally got a comma in my check account balance. The 27-year challenge of the curse. Maybe even outlive Janice, Jimmy, and Kurt. I'm just an ordinary guy, ignoring all the hype, I let it all pass me by. I got one life and one mic, but I'll try to always stay humble with the fist in the sky and a bowl of brown rice. Just an ordinary guy, extraordinary time spent ordering my life, working overtime nights, holding wires and mics under these lights. But besides that, always find time to get love and give it right back. I'm just an ordinary guy with music as a job. If I could do it, the least you do is give it a try. There's no use just sitting asking why these ballers rock chains like a ball and chain just to stay fly. Man, I'm cool with just a pair of Reeboks and Vans. Some artists think they too hard to talk to their fans. I might battle just to keep this art sharp. Maybe take a ride through the Jewish parks of Seward Park, where the view of Lake Washington is not too far, but far enough. It might be a minute till the come up, and people keep asking how I dropped all the weight. More work and less food on the plate, man. Just a simple plan with a little bit of self-discipline to keep writing, keep spitting, keep on listening, to keep on doing what I do to get a salary. My number one mission is to make my son proud of me. I'm just an ordinary guy, ignoring all the hype, I let it all pass me by. I got one life and one mic, but I'll try to always stay humble with a fist in the sky and a bowl of brown rice. Just an ordinary guy, extraordinary time spent ordering my life, working overtime nights, holding wires and mics under these lights. But besides that, always find time to get love and give it right back. I'm just an ordinary guy, Sometimes I ponder if the consequence of all of this, trying to be an artist, is harder than it needs to be. Wipe the sleep in my eye and sip the beast, cause the grind never ceases. I know time moves slow. We on the road again. I hate leaving, but I love coming home again. It's like we only see the cities at night, but phone calls and voicemails from home make me feel alright. I'm just an ordinary guy, ignoring all the hype. I let it all pass me by. I got one life and one mic, but I'll try to always stay humble with the fist in the sky and the bowl of brown rice. Just an ordinary guy, extraordinary time spent ordering my life, working overtime nights, holding wires and mics under these lights. But besides that, always find time to get love and give it right back. And give it right back, we give it right back. Always find time to get love and give it right back. We give it right back, we give it right back. Always find time for love and right back. We give it right, we give it right back. We always find time for love and right back. We give it right back, we give it right back. We find time to get love and give it right back.
Unpatriotic, I call it what I see it. When I see it's idiotic, the tears of one mother are the same as any other. Drop food on your kids while you're murdering the fathers, but don't bother to show it on CNN. Brothers and sisters, don't believe them that it's a war against evil. It's really just revenge engaged on the poorest by the same rich men. Fight terrorists wherever they be found, but why you not bombing Tim McVeigh's hometown? You can say what you want, propaganda television, but all bombing is terrorism. Chase down all our enemies. We can bring them to their knees. We can bomb the world to pieces. But we can't bomb it into peace. Whoa, we may even find a solution to hunger and disease. Many people died, no one even really knows why. They sold lies in the vision of fear. We yelled and cried, no one listened for years. We're like, who put us here? And who's responsible? Well, there's no debating, cause if they ask me, I'll say it's big corporations. World Trade Organization tried lateral action, international sanctions. Satan seems like it'll be an endless price tag of war's tremendous and most disturbingly, the death toll is so horrendous. So I send this to those that say the defenders. Send us into harm's way, we should all make a remembrance that this is bigger than terrorism. Blood is blood is blood in them. Love is true vision. Who would listen? How many songs it takes for you to see? You can bomb the world to pieces, you can't bomb it in the peace.
We can chase down all our enemies. Run, run, bring them to their knees. We can bomb the world to pieces. But we can't bomb it. Love to the peaceful, y'all. I sing power to the peaceful.
And I sing love to the peaceful young. We may even find the solution to hunger and disease. We can bomb the world to pieces. No more, Lord, we can bomb it into peace.
And that's the goal. To keep control, they got the pie. They try to lie. Interest high on IMF loans. I hear the stomachs groan. You need to know from the Philippines and Mexico, the IMF directs. And USA expects control de tu propia tierra. Bichis puerco pa' fuera. Cause they up on the money, getting the milk and honey. Finger snapping, the whip is cracking. But it ain't gonna happen.
The hat's got the knots and you're about to compromise. You like that purple before you get wise. The hat's got the knots and you're about to compromise. You like that purple. You get why?
We are not, not by long shot. 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 We'll be right back.
something we all want a fixed guarantee on.
Yes, said another who thought this made sense.
Some value for carbon in dollars or pence.
But the mention of money and thoughts of expense had stifled the progress and things became tense. The fellow from China with a smile on his face said, who put the carbon there in the first place?
Wasn't us,
said the US, then Europe did too. Then a silence descended and no words were spoken till a delegate stood up, voice nervous and broken.
Is there nothing upon which we all can decide? Because on Wednesday my chicken laid eggs that were fried.
We all like a sing-song,
said the bloke from down under. But then the great hall was all shouting and thunder. Policemen had entered and were wearing protesters who they'd beaten and flattened like blooded sou'westers. The police had decided to downplay this crime with prevention, detention and beatings in rhyme. The greenies who shouted and asked for decision were now being battered with lethal precision. All sick of inaction and fed up of waiting, all tired of the endless debated placating, they'd risen up grating, berating and hating, so the police had commenced the related abating. Ban Ki-moon put his head in another man's lap and was last heard muttering something like, crap. But the chap next to him said,
it's more like it's poo.
So the Great Hall debated not what they should do, but how to decide between crap, cack and poo.
It is poo.
It is cack.
It is crap.
We agree.
Which was written and labelled as document 3.
Think if we all find one thing we agree on, then maybe Brazil might be left with a tree on.
So they sat again, thinking of trees in Brazil and of glaciers which had retreated uphill, and they thought of the poor folks whose homes were in flood, but less of the protesters covered in blood. They pondered the species so nearly extinct, it's as if they all thought that these things might be linked.
We need a solution. We need action, please,
said a lady who'd come from the sinking Maldives. The others all nodded and said it was fact that the time must be now not to talk but to act. Then Obama arrived and said most rhetorical,
action is action and not metaphorical.
Wow, they all thought. He must mean allegorical.
I love it when Barrett goes all oratorical.
But the problem I have is that Congress won't pass it.
Bugger, said Banky, then sorry, then arse it. Then Brown said,
I've got it. Now how does this strike you? It's simpler when voters already dislike you.
He suggested the EU should lead from the front, so the Mail and the Telegraph called him something very unpleasant indeed. So the delegate stared at the text with red marks on, ignoring the gales of laughter from Clarkson. No one was satisfied, nobody won, said the morons, convinced it was really the sun, and they blew it and wasted greatest of chances. Instead, they all frolicked in diplomat dances and decided decisively right there and then that the best way to solve it's tough again and decide on a future that's greener and greater, not with action right now, but with something else later.
Impossible Conspiracy Today. We have this email from Dave in England. Dave writes,
let me ask you and myself from the English-speaking world how you would feel under Chinese language, 52 letters in the alphabet, Chinese obedience and deference, strange conventions, weird values, and generally alien to you and my natural cultural habitat. Very uncomfortable indeed. It's not racial or ideological or because of their dressing style. It's just too compliant, too ant-like, too synchronized. It doesn't feel right. You know what I mean? It would be awful to have coloring in books for young children with 52 letters to deal with. It amounts to tragedy to submit someone to enter data into a computer 9 or 10 hours a day, every day, all year round, and then the next year, and on, the same thing. Imagine a TV talk show in official language with vocals and consonants based on 52 characters. A disaster for communicating simply, concisely, and efficiently. Surely a recipe for misunderstandings with the usual confrontational belligerence that follows, threatening nuclear war and the like. So, I am certain to keep English, even my English, alive by using it, thereby preventing perhaps the great lingo attack from China.
China has reacted angrily.
Did you say India? India, I don't mind so much, but it has parameters of definition such as Acha is not an English word, nor is Namaste. And Krishna can be your homeboy, but don't send him singing here, okay?
We'll be right back. Kratos and Thurston Moore with Patti Smith Math Scratch from the album Psychic Hearts. Before that, Grotus did The Bottom Line from the album Mass. Kaput Radio from their latest radio show, Serious Not Serious. I can't quite figure out what comedian or whoever that was from the track listing. But anyway, before that, Pop Defect Radio, another song I am at a loss to find out who actually the artist is. Not by a long shot. Sort of that hard rock slash hip hop. Michael Franti and Spearhead did Bomb the World. Before that, the Blues Scholars out of Seattle did Ordinary Guy from Bayani. Another Kaput Radio thing, this one with Krishnamurti and South Park. And Zach De La Rocha did Burn Hollywood Burn. Sage Francis got up this morning from Human the Death Dance. Another Kaput Radio thing. I think there's some Fireside Theater in there also. Everything You Know Is Wrong. Pure Ubu before the second to first song on the set was Drive from Pennsylvania. And the Residents did 44 No More from Our Finest Flowers. Well, that ends 40 Acres and a Clone Mule for today. Do the stats real quick. Sonic Youth Needle Time. 4.5 minutes. Amount of music brought into the studio not played by weight. 55%. And number of circumstantial happenstances for, blah blah blah. And we got Free Speech Radio news coming up next, and then some music after that. I don't know if it's a live DJ or not. I can check and tell you, I guess. The weather is calling for snow, mainly very late tonight. Google Bordello here.